Good morning. We're continuing Chayadim Hilchos Shabbos, Klal Vav, and we're learning Simen Chavav. So Simen Chavav, the Chayadim talks about a case of a person forgot to make Kiddush. Adam Sheshochach LaKaddish Ad La'achar Shabirach Birchas HaMoitzi. Person didn't say Kiddush. He said HaMoitzi, and then he realizes he did not say Kiddush. He has not eaten yet. Imadayan L'Tom HaMoitzi, the person has not eaten yet. So we know we mentioned before that a person can say Kiddush on pas, on bread. So the normal way you say Kiddush on bread, the person doesn't have wine. The person makes the bracha b'moti, and then he says the bracha b'asher kiddushanu that the Russian gave us kiddush Shabbos, and bracha to Hashem kiddush Shabbos, and then he eats. Well, that's exactly the situation that he's in, but he didn't say b'moti without intent to do that. But the Chayyadim says it's not a problem. So Yabi Lecha Mishnah B'Yakadish, he should say the Kiddush on Lecha Mishnah. So it means if he cut, he said HaMoitzi, and he cut the bread, he should say the Kiddush over Lecha Mishnah. So if he has other Lecha Mishnah available, he should bring that in and say the Kiddush on that Lecha Mishnah. If he hasn't cut the bread already, obviously, so he hasn't cut into the Hamoitzi. So he has Lecha Mishnah. He said Hamoitzi and Lecha Mishnah. But if he cut it already, what he should do is bring Lecha Mishnah and say Kiddush. Now, he says Kiddush, he does not say Vayichulu, as the Piskim Shabur points out in the bottom. He just says the Bracha through Mekadosh HaShabbos, he eats the HaMoitzi. And then during the meal, he should say Vayichulu during the Suda, preferably over a cup of wine if he has that available. V'en tzorach la'achzor l'varachim HaMoitzi. In this situation, he does not need to repeat the HaMoitzi. He just says the Kiddush and then he eats. V'gam lo yikadosh al ha'yayin afilu hu mezumen l'fonov. We mentioned before that saying the Kiddush on the wine between Alitz HaSidayim and Hamotzi is not a hefsek. Between Hamotzi and the meal, since Kiddush can be said on pas, to say bracha b'pi hagafen in between the Hamotzi and the eating would be inappropriate. So a person should not say, oh my gosh, should not think to himself, I made a mistake. Run and grab a cup of wine and say Rip Your Gulf and say Kiddush and then say HaMoitzi again, or then not say HaMoitzi again. He's being maxed between HaMoitzi and the meal. He should just say the bracha of the Kiddush alone and nothing else. Amakar Ochol proves it's HaMoitzi. The person said HaMoitzi, the person already ate his first bite, and then he realizes he did not say Kiddush. So he should say Kiddush on wine if he has wine available. If he doesn't have any wine available, so what should he do? He said HaMoitzi already, so he can't say Kiddush on the HaMoitzi. So the answer is he says Kiddush holding the Lechem. Mekadosh al pas v'lo yivarach HaMoitzi. He says Kiddush on the bread. He does not need to say no HaMoitzi. I said the person made a Rip Your Gulf in the beginning of the meal, and then later on realizes he did not say Kiddush. So he picks up the cup of wine, does not say Rip Your Gulf in again, picks up the cup of wine, and says the Bracha of Kiddush. Over here he picks up in this situation where he does not have wine, and already said HaMoitzi, he picks up the bread, and he says Kiddush. According to the argument we said before, he should preferably get Lecha Mishnah to say the Kiddush on the HaMoitzi that he's saying on the HaMoitzi. A person finished the meal without saying Kiddush. Any point during the nighttime where he remembers, he realizes he did not say Kiddush, Mekadosh will say Kiddush. In that situation, he already finished the meal. If he wants to say the Kiddush is Malkum Suda, so he'd have to eat something to the halacha of Kiddush and Malkum Suda. Now, the Chagadim does not talk about a situation where a person did not realize till the following morning, but even if a person did not realize till the following morning, he would say that the Nusach of the Kiddush of Friday night, not the Vayichulu, but the Brei Gofen and the Sheir Kiddushanu paragraph, that would all be said the following day, and that Kiddush would count if he realizes before he said Kiddush in the day. That Kiddush would count for the Kiddush of the night and the Kiddush of the day as well. There's no need to say any more Kiddush, any other psukim, etc., for the Kiddush of the day. Have a good day.